WIT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let everyone that has breath praise ye the Lord. Awake, O Zion. Awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth thou shalt no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord, he is God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. For the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, good morning to you all. It's so good to see you all again. I thank you all whom the Holy Spirit has directed to be tuned in to this radio program this morning. And the Lord revealed to us some years ago that this ministry message is not for everybody. But he promised us that there will always be somebody that's tuned in, somebody that listening, somebody that the Lord has sent. Oh, thank you, Lord. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be about the Father's business. And truly, I give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this ministry possible. For it's the Lord that whom has brought me to this place. Thank you, Jesus. For Jesus is the Son of God. If you have your Bibles this morning, you can follow along with me for the teaching that the Holy Spirit has directed me to go through in order to bring forth the truth. Is Exodus the 15th chapter. Many of us are quite familiar with that particular chapter. From Exodus the 15th chapter, this is the chapter where the children of Israel had just witnessed the power of God. They just bear witness to God showing his strength. They just bear witness to seeing the salvation of the Lord. They had just bared witness to God fighting their battle for them. They had just bared witness to what takes place with the enemies of God. And in that 15th chapter, you see they were so happy for the Lord had delivered them out of bondage. The Lord had set them free. After many years of being in bondage, they was finally set free. And the Bible tells us that in that 15th chapter, that then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song. The Bible says that they sing, "I will triumph gloriously for the Lord. The horses and his riders had he thrown into the sea." They was truly happy, excited, for the Lord, they said, is my strength in their song, and the Lord has become my salvation. And they were so happy and joyful, and everybody was tuned in as they were grateful that the Lord set them free. the Bible tells us that even Miriam and the sisters John with her was with trembles singing, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for the Lord is a good God, and the Lord has triumphed gloriously for the horse and his riders had he thrown into the sea." As they no doubt looked around at the Red Sea at what had happened to the enemies, as they saw Pharaoh and his men floating after the waters had taken them over and they was witnessing dead bodies, thanking God for his goodness, thanking God for setting them free. Then the Bible tells us in that 23rd verse, at 22nd verse, that then Moses, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then Moses, he led Israel away from the Red Sea, and they moved out into the desert. And the Bible tells us that after they had traveled 3 days in the desert, oh, just 3 days later, they could find no water to drink. The Bible tells us that after 3 days, then there they were blessed to find water, but the Bible said, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink the water, Marah, for the water was bitter. And the Bible tells us that in the beginning, as they saw the power of God, they were excited, but he showed us just 3 days later. You see, when the Lord first called us out of sin, oh, it's bitter. When the Lord first saved us, it's bitter. When we call on the Lord, he said, call on him and he will answer and show us great and mighty things. But when we call on the Lord, he answers us. But those great and mighty things, they're hid. For the Bible said that the secret things are hid, but a king searches out a matter. When we first call on the Lord, he allows us first to drink that bitter cup. That bitter cup is that when we first get saved, we discover that the friends that we used to travel with, they don't want to kick it with us anymore. And that bitter cup of some of our family members that we were close when we were in sin together. But now we've turned and moving in a different direction, we don't talk anymore. A bitter cup because God began to prune away at everything that is not of him. A bitter cup because sometimes God allows your money to get funny. A bitter cup because sometimes God will take away everything. You have to lose all that you have in order to follow him. Bitter cup because there we are trying to do what is right. The things that we want to do, we can't do, powerless to live holy. But yet the things that we don't want to do are the things that we do. We're still dabbling with sin, but yet we're trying to be right with God. Bitter. The Bible tells us that, and the people murmured against Moses, complaining and saying, "What shall we drink?" The Bible tells us, and Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the waters was made sweet. See, that tree represents, my brothers and sisters, the cross. You see, when we first come to Jesus, it's bitter, for we're trying to do things, but we're powerless to do it. But only when we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. When we hear his voice, we become not just a hearer, but also a doer. And Jesus said this to them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. It's then, once we understand the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified, that this walk becomes sweet. This victory is sweet when we're walking on the devil. Our enemies are under our feet. The multitude of enemies that have come against us because we've turned from the world and turned to Christ now have become our footstool where God has lifted us up. It becomes sweet because now we know that many afflictions are the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Sweet because we know, since we've found this way, this truth that leads to eternal life, that we know that all things work together for the good to them who love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. And it's sweet because we know in times like we're living in, perilous times, well, there's really no sure hiding place in this world. The Bible tells us that any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And it's only in Christ Jesus that these things are new. And it's only in Christ Jesus that we found that secret place. It's only in Christ Jesus we found that sure hiding place. We found out listening to the news that there's no safety outside of the White House. There's no safety in the church house. We've discovered listening to the news that watching a move, simple move, is dangerous. Now we're dealing with a virus that will come at you and could kill you. It seemed to be troubles coming from all directions, but the Lord have told us that have found this truth that no weapon that forms against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, that shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. For their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Sweet, because we're walking in power. Sweet, because we bind the enemy. Sweet, because we're joyful, because our names are written in heaven. Sweet, because we know that by grace, through faith, we're saved. And this is not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Sweet, because we know that now we're in the hand of our Father. And we know that nothing can pluck us out of his hand. Sweet in knowing that every morning when we awake, he assures us and letting us know, let not your heart be troubled this day. Neither be ye afraid this day. For the Lord God has promised us that this day it is absolutely impossible for any man to pluck us out of our Father's hand, for we have entered into his rest from all his labor. The children of Israel said, what shall we drink? And today they say, what must we do? Jesus revealed unto them in John, the 7th chapter, he said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst,